This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:34 p.m. Lynn and Ezra on the evening edition. Sean Tanis joins us from the news desk as we take a look at markets. Now, this story, Sean, we heard earlier that Qazanah National announced their first full year loss in 9 years. That 6.3 billion ringgit loss for 2018 compared with a 2.9 billion ringgit profit in 2017.
Yes, in 2018, it was a bad year in general for equities with stock markets all over the world turning red, and considering most of Qazanah's investments are in equities, so that took a toll on them. So if you look at their performance, because many companies did poorly, dividends Qazanah actually received from them were a lot lower, and divesting its assets fetched a lot less. Plus, some of the assets it is keeping have lost value. And to name a few, Malaysia Airlines, which has yet to turn profitable.
Right.
And however, the Sovereign Wealth Fund is expecting a better 2019 and has set out a new strategy by focusing on what it calls strategic funds, which are important assets to Malaysia's development, like TM, TNB, MHB, even MAS. So basically, I think the global market conditions and also like the smaller equities affected them.
So this announcement is coming pretty soon after EPF talked about their dividends as well. And the new Qazanah MD actually headed the EPF previously. And as we heard, of course, the EPF has been doing pretty well despite the 2018 challenges. So is there a reason why kind of the same strategy wasn't just adopted?
Right. BFM News did ask Qazanah MD, Datuk Shahrizal Rizwan, about this particular issue. And he said this has to do with the different types of purposes each investment fund has. What I personally simplified from his comments is that when it comes to investment, sometimes a long-term strategy or playing the long game is better for certain businesses based on their nature,
right.
Because otherwise it's just gambling for them. And this is what Datuk Shahril explained.
The right strategic asset allocation for Qazanah for long-term investment is very different from EPF. Whereas EPF is focused on capital preservation and protection of the individual account of EPF members, Qazanah does not have that constraint of having an individual account and an annual dividend that it needs to deliver. It can focus on long-term growth. So the Qazanah strategic asset allocation, unlike EPF, is very much equities-based. It is effectively 90% equities, 10% real assets on the commercial side. So unlike EPF, which has to balance between achieving an annual return and at the same time protecting the capital of their members, which then leads to a 50% fixed income, 50% equities kind of portfolio, Qazanah does not have that constraint. Its constraint basically is long-term value growth for the assets that it's managing for the government.
That was the managing director of Qazanah, Datuk Shahril Rizza. Now, taking a look at Bursa, Sean, Hanlen Corp Berhad shares were surging this morning. What's happened there?
Yeah, Hanlen counter jumped 10 cents this morning, mainly reacting to the company's planned disposal of its estates in Pahang through an open tender. And the group said the disposal will be handled by PA International Real Estate, Sendirian Berhad. Hanlen closed at 30% at 65 cents, which is its highest in almost 1 year.
Sean Tanis, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.